This is Fresh Air. Years before the phenomenal success of Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda had a big hit with In the Heights, which premiered on Broadway in 2008 and won 4 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Now, after a 1-year delay due to the pandemic, the long-awaited film adaptation of In the Heights is being released in theaters and on HBO Max. Our film critic Justin Chang says it's an invigorating experience and an ideal way to ring in the summer.
In the Heights couldn't be more perfectly timed. For one thing, summer movies don't get much more summery than this one, which takes place during a record-breaking New York heatwave. For another, this vibrant screen adaptation of the Lin-Manuel Miranda stage musical captures something we've largely gone without over the past year, a joyous sense of togetherness. This is the most socially undistanced movie I've seen in months. The action unfolds in crowded store aisles and gossip-filled beauty salons, where everyone knows everyone. The musical numbers, which blend hip-hop, Latin pop, salsa, and other styles, frequently spill out into the surrounding neighborhood. The actors become dancers in an electrifying street ballet. A lot of this is packed into the movie's transporting opening sequence, which brings us into this pan-Latino barrio in Washington Heights. Miranda pops up in a small role as a vendor, selling shaved ice out of a pushcart. But our real guide to this upper Manhattan neighborhood is Usnavi de la Vega, played by a terrific Anthony Ramos. Usnavi owns a popular corner bodega that's especially prized for its café con leche. As he raps about the challenges of running his scrappy little business in a place that's rapidly being gentrified, he's joined by a chorus of voices from the neighborhood, singing about their own struggles to get by.
I hope you're writing this down, I'm gonna test you later. I'm getting tested, times are tough on this bodega. 2 months ago, somebody bought Ortegas. Our neighbors started packing up and picking up, and ever since the rent went up, it's gotten mad expensive, but we live with just enough.
In the Heights, I flip the lights and start my day.
As much as he loves Washington Heights and the people who live there, Usnavi longs to return to the beaches of the Dominican Republic where he grew up. He hopes his teenage cousin Sonny, played by Gregory Diaz IV, might come with him. But Sonny, an undocumented immigrant, dreams of becoming a U.S. citizen in a subplot that ties into recent headlines. One of the more poignant insights of In the Heights is that everyone has a different concept of home. Usnavi has a long-standing crush on Vanessa, played by an excellent Melissa Barrera, who's hoping to move downtown and become a fashion designer. Leslie Grace plays their friend Nina, an academic superstar who's just had a rough year at Stanford, where she feels she doesn't belong. But her father, Kevin, a nice turn by Jimmy Smits, wants Nina to stick with it. If she can't get out of the Heights and succeed, he thinks, what hope is there for anyone else? Kevin, who immigrated to New York from Puerto Rico decades ago, runs a cab company that's one of the few remaining Latino-owned businesses in the area. As rents go up and people and businesses are forced out, the community gets a shot of excitement when Usnavi finds out that someone bought a winning lottery ticket from his bodega. In this number, he and his friends, including Nina's boyfriend Benny, played by Corey Hawkins, fantasize about what they would do with a $96,000 jackpot.
96,000.
Damn. $96,000.
Dollars? Holla. 96,000.
That's a lot of spray cans.
96,000.
Yo, if I won the lotto tomorrow, well, I know I wouldn't bother going on no spending spree. I pick a business school and pay the entrance fee. And maybe if you're lucky, you'll stay friends with me. I'll be a businessman richer than Nina's daddy. Tiger Woods and I on the links, and he's my caddy. My money's making money. I'm going from pole to moto. Keep the bling. I want the brass ring like Frodo.
I saw In the Heights on stage in Los Angeles back in 2010. And while the screenwriter Chiara Alegria Huris has made some smart tweaks and trims to her original book for the musical, some of the material's basic weaknesses persist here. The various romantic and aspirational subplots are engrossing enough, but feel thinly stretched at more than 2 hours. Washington Heights looks more vivid and immediate on screen than it did on stage, but in some ways, the simplistic, relentlessly upbeat nature of the story seems all the more glaring. Still, there's nothing wrong with staying upbeat right now, and the director John M. Chu is very much up to the task. Chu previously directed Crazy Rich Asians, and he's good at squeezing resonant ideas about generational conflict and cultural confusion into a deft, crowd-pleasing package. It's worth noting that Chu also made two entries in the Step Up dance movie franchise, and while I sometimes wish he would slow down the editing and let the musical numbers breathe more, the sheer dynamism of his filmmaking is pretty hard to resist. In the Heights may not be a great movie, but it's a pretty great movie-going experience. There are lovely moments here, like when Benny and Nina do a surreal, gravity-defying dance along the side of an apartment building. There are also exhilarating ones, like when the neighborhood, reeling from a heatwave-triggered blackout, pulls together to throw the mother-of-all block parties. And there's a knockout solo from Abuela Claudia, the neighborhood's adopted grandmother, played by Olga Meredith, wonderfully reprising her Tony-nominated role. Claudia's big number is called Paciencia y Fe, or Patience and Faith, values she's clung to since she moved from Cuba back in the 40s. She's the living embodiment of this movie's loving and enduring spirit.
Justin Chang is film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed the new movie In the Heights, opening in theaters and streaming on HBO Max.
I remember nights, anger in the streets, hunger at the windows, women folding clothes, playing with my friends in the summer rain. Mama needs a job, mama says we're poor. One day you say, vamos a Nueva York. And Nueva York was far, but Nueva York had work, and so we came.
On Monday, we'll hear from the star of the film, Anthony Ramos, who's also one of the stars of the current HBO series In Treatment, and was in the original cast of Hamilton. I hope you can join us.
Damn, this is nice. I really like what they done with the lights. Sold a hot club in Washington Heights. You might be right, this music's tight. Yo, did I mention that you look great tonight?
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Charlie Kyer. Our associate producer of digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.